Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim and Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
Thanks for staying with us on Money FM 89.3. And we're no strangers to Starbucks, the American coffee company and coffee house chain, which was founded in Seattle, Washington in 1971. Now, as of early 2019, the company operates over 30,000 locations worldwide.
And here in Singapore, Starbucks has launched a mobile order and pay, a new feature of the popular Starbucks Singapore mobile application at 32 participating stores, a concerted effort to further connect with its local customers through different touch points and innovations as well. Well, joining us to tell us more is Patrick Kwok, the general manager of Starbucks here in Singapore. Well, Patrick, welcome to the studio. What will the mobile order and pay feature mean for Singaporean customers who prioritize speed and convenience? And how does this add to the Starbucks retail strategy?
So polite, Bernard. I'd say impatient.
Thank you. So I think thank you for having me here. So I think if we talk about speed and convenience, when we develop this system, we have to think about three things. Mm-hmm. First of all, of course, is the fast. Second thing is convenience, relevance, and also all four things. The fourth thing will be seamless. Mm-hmm. So, first of all, talk about relevance, the speed. So, previously, you have to go to the POS and also, like, take your orders.
Mm. And stand in line sometimes, yeah.
And a customer have a lot of different customizations, personalizations. Mm. They, for example, like, more eyes, less eyes.
Mm. Okay.
So, they can do all the things in our systems. And the second thing is they don't have to go to the queue anymore. So, they do the orderings, and what all they have to do is go to the bar and pick up the drinks. Hmm. And one more thing is, we talk about seamless, right? The seamless, you can connect with our Starbucks reward programs. You can collect points and redeem your rewards.
Hmm. So tell us a bit more about how it works. So, for example, if I wanted to pick up my coffee in, say, 5 minutes, it were downstairs, for example, I would order it now, or how quickly can I get it after I've input all that information into the app?
So the system will tell you how long will it take to get your drinks.
Ah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So maybe you are on the MRT, you place an order, you expect you will be there about 5 or 6 minutes, and we will have like give you a projected time, and then also we will give you a feedback note and tell you when is it ready or not.
Patrick, how pressing was this need for new technology like mobile order and pay to help you guys stay relevant? Did you find it was demand first before you did it, or you decided, you know what, I think this would make it more seamless and easy for customers to get their favorite Starbucks product?
It's a demand, because there's a two way. For example, first of all, we need to stay relevant and also like staying competitive and engage with our customers.
Mm.
That's exactly the customer want. For example, like everybody, we use our phone for everything. So now 80% of the Singaporean will be online, and they, we all use our phone to be a touch point for the business.
Mm-hmm.
So we are thinking something called about like just integrate the online and offline business together. Mm-hmm. That's what we're doing now.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How does this new feature align with Starbucks's year of innovation in 2019? I mean, many things happened for Starbucks this year. The flagship store at the Jewel Changi Airport as well is an inventive, exclusive to store offerings, etc. So how does this new feature align with Starbucks' year of innovation?
Well, there's a lot of things. So we plan.
So busy, you're making yourselves over at Starbucks. So,
but everything is not just happening this year. We have already started planning for it like since 2018. So everything is about planning, mm-hmm. and then optimization, and then invest on the new technologies. So you talk about M1P with a Jewel. We have our Paya Lebar Quarter new store.
Mm-hmm.
At the store, we have our coffee experience bar.
Mm-hmm.
And also we promote our reserve coffee. And the second thing is the product. So the product, we are focused on several things. Healthy options, more options for the customers. And also one thing is more Instagrammable and local relevant.
So must look nice.
No, have you tried the our previous Legend Day product? We have Hainanese chicken salad.
Oh,
I see. Beyond the coffee,
yeah,
okay.
Lassa pie, and even we have something called like Orchard Road. There's ice cream sandwiches as well. But this is a cheesecake.
Actually, talking about Instagrammable moments, I mean the Starbucks at the Jewel. I mean the shop front is so Instagrammable.
True.
Huh?
And we changed our store design directions 2 years ago.
Right.
So we have already finished 35 projects. So each store will have their own characteristics and their own themes. For example, if we have a store at the Chinatown Point, or we have a store at Chinatown Point, the theme is we have a Chinese word mark in the store as well.
Mm.
Wow. So make sure it's relevant to the community.
What challenges does Starbucks face with regard to innovation and implementation of, say, new products? I mean, sure, it's bespoke to the region, but it is ultimately Starbucks, a large multinational. We're talking about consistency across the board, standards as well.
So about the consistency, true, I think the most, the products and make sure the drinks we have doing it according to the standards.
Mm-hmm.
And in Singapore, we are very strong in that because we make sure we invest enough in the people. So we, for example, like we can, we are comfortable with the staffing, so we can attract the Singaporean to join us.
Mm-hmm.
So the brand is strong enough to attract the Singaporean, and the culture, we can retain the people.
Mm-hmm.
So the reason we have a stronger workforce, so we can have like so then we can maintain our standard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I mean, I'm very curious to know about the consistency question. I mean, mm-hmm. obviously, F&B, I mean, a lot of places, you're dependent on consistency. So how
that's a challenge. And then the bigger you get, the bigger the challenge to remain consistent and keep products up to standard.
No, I think it's true. So that's why we need to make sure we have like sufficient staff in our stores and we have enough training for our partners.
Mm-hmm.
For example, each new partners, we have at least like 50, over 50 hours of training for them.
Mm. Mm-hmm. How challenging is it to attract people to the F&B sector? Unfortunately, it has a certain reputation.
So that's why we need to build a strong brand in Singapore, make sure we can attract the people to join us. But most importantly is the culture. So that's why we are, when we invest in the people, we are not just invest in BNC and also like staffing. We also invest our time to communicate with our partners.
Mm.
So because we want to deliver a different experience to our customers, not just the standard things. We want our customer feel special. That's why our partners, they need to feel special as well. That's why we have a dress code. They don't have to hide their tattoos. They can have their own colors and they can wear the shoes they want.
Mm-hmm.
The reason we're doing that, we want them to be themselves.
Mm.
If they can be themselves, they can deliver a different experience to the customers.
Mm.
And one more thing is we are focused on about the open communications.
Right.
We have open forums for support center, for the store managers, and all the partners. In the last 2 years, we met like 1,600 partners.
Wow.
Face-to-face.
Okay. Well, Patrick, the economic downturn and the headwinds are coming our way, we all know that. So how is Starbucks preparing for all these?
Only two words, get prepared. I think three things, planning, business optimizations, and investments. First of all, planning, we have like 20 years plan, 5 years, 3 years, and 1 year, and also the period plan. So make sure we have the flexibility to adjust our business. The second thing is business optimizations.
Mm.
Make sure we allocate the resources at the right place. So after the business optimizations, we have the resources to invest in technologies, sustainabilities, and the people. As I said, invest in the people is not just money, it's also our time to engage
to
with
develop them career-wise, yes?
Yeah, career, and also make sure they're engaged with our initiative and directions.
Hmm.
Patrick Kwok, the General Manager of Starbucks here in Singapore. Patrick, thank you so much for coming today.
Thank you very much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.